The Arkansas legislature continues its work on the state's budget matters this week during the biennial fiscal session in Little Rock. Last week, the governor offered his $4.2 billion budget proposal. The Republicans counteroffered with a budget $21 million lighter.
The governor's proposal called for increases in Medicaid and public schools and a slight decrease in prison funding. Everything else was pretty much flat. The GOP version calls for administrative cuts at 11 state agencies like the Economic Development Commission. The Republican version also restored cuts in prison spending and replaced some Medicaid funds with a one-time infusion of budget surplus funds.
Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net recently talked with legislators from both sides about the budget process. First, we'll hear his conversation with House Minority Leader John Burris, a Republican from Harrison.
Your House Republican leadership has submitted a alternative budget to the governor's budget. Give me the bare bones of what it does.
We did present what I would consider a starting point for some tweaks that we think can be made in the governor's budget, which is a very good and conservative budget. Basically, through working with agencies and our staff looking at areas where we think savings are there, we picked about 10 agencies and have recommended a 3% cut in those agencies. On the basis that we do believe that they can operate more efficiently. That some of that's based on members working with agencies or anecdotal stories from constituents or simply looking at things like turn back and things like what we saw with the Forestry Commission where they had excess revenue there that was made available for those firefighters.
Let's go back to the agency funding. The 3% cuts typically in some of the administrative portions of those agency budgets. Do you have specific line items? You said you're basing this on some things that legislators have learned and talked about, but I mean, can you specifically go in, or do you think you're going to need to specifically go in and say these three jobs need to be eliminated, this program needs to be reduced in funding? How will that kind of come about?
Well, it's a good question, and the most direct answer is that I think that that's the second part of this debate. That's really not the legislature's job, and that's not to punt on it. It's to say our job is to appropriate the money. And looking after working with agencies and seeing how they spend, I think these agencies can do it with 3% less, and I think that's reasonable to ask. Now, after we pass a budget and they have their funding levels, if they need help with us coming in and looking for those savings, there are legislators that have stories of ways that they think these agencies can cut back or programs that could be combined. Various things like that. So yes, that's there, but I want to stress that that's really not the legislature's job. We're not the managers. Somebody gets paid a lot of or good money to sit over there and manage that agency with the funding levels that we provide. And our job is to fund. We're just simply proposing that we do it with a little bit less and ask them to do more with a little bit less, and that's reasonable.
It sounds a little bit like what I've heard Senator Gilbert Baker, co-chair of the Joint Budget Committee, say in the past, that one of the ways you slow state government growth is by starving the beast. Is that basically what you're talking about in theory?
Yeah, well, but starving would be a little bit dramatic. I mean, I'd just say, you know, you don't get two desserts. It's not a massive cut. It's very reasonable, and it's not a cut just to have a cut, and I want to stress that too. Where all this started was with the problem that we have with Medicaid, and the governor's done a very good job of highlighting what's going to happen. And this time next year, we're going to have a new General Assembly sitting here where we are today, and they're going to be handed a multi-$100 million bill on Medicaid. A bill as in pay now. It's an increase. It's going to be right now projected to be $250 million, and that is after we deplete our current trust fund of about $400 million. That's on top of the 3-to-1 match we get from the federal government. So you add this all up, we're talking billions and billions. And so that problem is coming. And even though this cut is very small, the intent of it is A, we think they can do it more efficiently, and that's a good goal to ask them to accomplish. But B, it's time to start tightening the belt, because in a year it's either going to be talk about tax increases or cuts in spending to pay for these services on Medicaid that we've promised. And tax increases aren't where the debate's going to start. We're going to start talking about cuts, and that's the message that this sends.
You've talked to the governor about your proposed $21 million in cuts. What was his reaction?
I mean, the governor is very good at not only being a governor, but also at the budget process specifically. And so he's very accommodating. What I told him, and I think this is a very important point to stress, it's what I've shared with leadership too, is that this is really not an attempt to start a fight. It's really an attempt to avoid one. I think members have a lot of questions. They have a lot of concerns. It's my job and the position that I'm in and the position that leadership and the governor's in is to look for consensus. And I want to make sure that we're doing something, but that we're also doing the right thing. I think this is a very reasonable request. I think it sets the tone. The reason I'm not comfortable voting on RSA resolution yet is because I don't know what steps 2, 3, and 4 are. I'm not going to vote to introduce, to allow introduction of a bill when I'm not comfortable with the bill that's going to be introduced, because we don't just want to vote no at the end. We want to have input in the process. And before we put the train on the tracks, we want to know where it's going. And that's why I think we need to hold off on passing the resolution. I think the speaker has at least understands that position from our perspective. I think the governor does too. We're going to talk, we're going to communicate, and hopefully by the end of next week we'll have an idea where we can all walk in and vote to support a budget and we can go home.
That was House Minority Leader Representative John Burris from Harrison with Roby Brock. Roby crossed the aisle and over to the other chamber for another look at the budget process when he talked to Senate Majority Leader Robert Thompson, a Democrat from Paragould.
Let's talk about the Revenue Stabilization Act. The GOP has put forth a proposal that's about $21 million less than the governor's proposed balanced budget. What do you think the dialogue is going to be on that? What is your response to their proposal?
Well, I don't know. That proposal has come out of the House, and frankly, they haven't shared it with me yet. They have not shared their ideas yet with the Senate leadership, but I've seen a copy of it, and it doesn't detail exactly where the cuts are going to come from. It looks like most of it is coming out of the Medicaid program. It also looks like that there are some fairly substantial cuts coming out of other state agencies, including the Agriculture Department. But as of yet, I've seen no ideas or details about what agencies will be cut, what employees will be terminated as a result of the cuts. Most of the all of the agencies that the cuts are coming out of, other than the Medicaid budget, were flatlined, to my knowledge. So they were already flat. There was no increase for this year, which means that these agencies would actually be getting less than they received last year, which I assume would involve some fairly substantial layoffs or terminations of employees. I don't know if, you know, what Representative Burris's proposals are for who's going to be laid off and who's going to be terminated. I haven't discussed that with him yet.
Are you opposed to some type of layoffs like that, or some trimming of these administrative budgets for some of these agencies that have been outlined there? Or do you think that state government is operating about as bare bones as it possibly can?
Well, I think that the governor's proposed recommendations, I know it was an extremely conservative budget to begin with. You only saw increases in the public school fund, K-12 education, and in the Medicaid budget, which simply kept up with existing programs. There were no new programs created. You saw a very small increase in higher education funding. Other than that, the state agencies were basically flat. There were no increases from the previous year. So it's going to take some convincing for me to know why a budget that's essentially already flat needs to be trimmed further, especially when those reductions are going to cause reductions in ongoing programs. The proposal, if I read it correctly, takes about $500,000 out of the Agriculture Department. We've already seen issues with the Forestry Commission, which is in the Agriculture Department, so I don't know if the proposal is going to involve continued layoffs of people from the Forestry Department or exactly what that is. I guess what I'm trying to say is much of this has not been fleshed out. There have been some numbers thrown around, but exactly how that's going to impact real people in the state of Arkansas, I haven't seen that fleshed out yet.
There also have been some discussions of some non-appropriation, some non-budget bills introduced this session. The trucker tax repeal that hasn't gone into effect yet is one of them, possibly some Medicaid fraud provisions. What is there anything that kind of meets the threshold to you at this time that you think is worth considering?
In general, I start with any non-budgetary item. I start with the idea, is this something that we can put off? Is this something that we have to take up during the fiscal session? because the people who, when the people of the state of Arkansas enacted the amendment that created the fiscal session, the purpose was to work on the budget. So you have to begin with the idea of is it necessary? Is it something that we can put off? The exemption for the truckers could meet that threshold. It is possible because that money would go to the Highway Commission and it would involve a budgetary matter. So I would think that could meet that threshold. Some of the others I'm not so sure about.
Roby Brock talked with Senate Majority Leader Robert Thompson and earlier House Minority Leader John Burris in Little Rock. You can follow the legislative session activities at the website talkbusiness.net.